From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Recent viral video showing so-called upside-down lightning has a few folks talking. Brilliant flashes of lightning were caught on dash cam in both Richmond, Virginia, and Sioux Center, Iowa earlier this week as severe weather tore through both regions. Lightning expert Chris Vygotsky of Vaisala told AccuWeather it was a really impressive display of what we call lightning-triggered upward lightning. To see one like this was a little bit surprising. According to AccuWeather's senior weather editor Jesse Farrell, the flashes are also called ground-to-cloud lightning strikes, explaining that they are initiated at the top of an object, most often a man-made building or communications tower, and while they are the minority of lightning strikes, they can be brilliant and occur well after the storm. Flashes captured in video show what appears to be crawling electric fingers climbing out of the earth, and then bright forks of lightning slithering toward the sky. Vygotsky concurred with Farrell in that he also suspected that nearby man-made structures helped produce the incredible events. The first time Vygotsky saw it in person was in Oklahoma City, and there all the local TV stations position their transmitter antennas at a nearby TV tower farm, providing the perfect area for upward leaders to put on a dazzling show. Vygotsky said, "It helps having these tall towers around because it kind of focuses the electric field at the top of the tower. As the electric field in the cloud gets excited, having the more compact electric field right at the tip of these towers really helps generate these leaders that you need to have to see that kind of a display that we saw Tuesday night." Vygotsky said the meteorological field's understanding of lightning-triggered upward lightning is continuing to grow and expand as more improvements are made to lightning detection networks. It also helps to have more cameras than ever before in the public's hands to capture these events. And while dazzling, Vygotsky made sure to mention that these lightning events are still dangerous. Anytime there is lightning in the area, individuals need to be in a lightning-safe area, such as an enclosed metal vehicle or a substantial building like a house or a store. Viewing online is always a safe bet as well, and you can check out the video of the ground-to-cloud lightning at AccuWeather.com, and I've put a link to the article in the show notes. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.